Today on the Wellness 717 podcast, we are going to talk about the only vitamin that your body can make, and the deficiency of it affects people across their lifespan. Happy day. This is the Wellness 717 podcast. Dr. Jeff Ludwig, I'm the host of this show. This is sponsored by Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. And the aim of this show is to give this community information so you can make smart, safe, and sane healthcare decisions. So as I say, relax and enjoy the show. Well, hello, friends. Today, we're talking about the big D, vitamin D. That's right. Vitamin D is the only vitamin that our body can actually make. And we get it from foods and things like that as well. Vitamin D is also referred to as calciferol. It's a fat-soluble vitamin that is naturally presented in a few foods, and added to others and available as a dietary supplement as well, as some of you may already take. But we also get it from our UV ultraviolet rays from the sunlight. So the debate recently is all about how much vitamin D we need to stay healthy. And we're going to talk about that in a second. And how to tell whether or not we get enough of it. And in truth, it's really complicated, but one thing that experts agree on is that vitamin D is vital to our health. You know, without exposure to natural sunlight or eating foods rich in vitamin D, we may not maintain adequate amounts of this important vitamin. And you know what? That's a problem, because vitamin D deficiency can be harmful to bones and muscles, as well as other synthesis that happen in our body. And as mentioned, vitamin D deficiency affects people across their whole lifespan. Breastfed babies don't get enough vitamin D from breast milk, so they need to take supplements. As people age, it's harder for their skin to produce adequate amounts of vitamin D, and that may lead to deficiency as well. So the actual prevalence of vitamin D deficiency depends on what is defined as a level of vitamin D in the blood that is considered sufficient to maintain musculoskeletal health. What about sunlight? Well, people typically get enough vitamin D from sun exposure. When the sun hits the skin converts that ultraviolet radiation to vitamin D. People also get vitamin D from certain foods, including fish, egg yolks, fortified milk and cereal, or other dietary supplements. And we'll give you some example of those here in a little bit. But the challenge is, hey, it's wintertime. In fact, today is a snowstorm. We're supposed to get about 6 inches, and I haven't seen the sun in days. So we're really not getting the sun exposure that we need. And that's why it's real important during this time of the season where there's no sun to possibly take a supplementation, possibly eat more foods that have vitamin D in it. So here's some other things that can cause a vitamin D deficiency. You could have darker skin pigment. You could be malnourished. You could have kidney or liver failure, which prevents the body from adequately processing your vitamin D. Certain medications lower our vitamin D. Certain types of cancer, such as lymphoma, lower our vitamin D. And also a family history of vitamin D deficiencies or childhood rickets. Now, in addition to those, here's some other things, some health conditions that can make it difficult for these people to absorb vitamin D. So if you have these, you probably need to add more vitamin D to your diet. If you have inflammatory bowel disease, such as a Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, if you have celiac disease, if you have cystic fibrosis, if you have had bariatric surgery for weight loss, if you have had sections of your small intestines removed, If you have challenges with your pancreas, you could have low levels of vitamin D. So other than the diseases, what are some symptoms, right? What should you be looking for? Sometimes they're often vague, but they may be signs of other conditions. But here are some possible symptoms that could be connected to low vitamin D. Muscle pain. We all get that, right? Bone pain. Increased sensitivity to pain. A tingling or pins and needles sensations in your hands or feet. We have a lot of patients that have that. Muscle weakness in your body parts near the trunk of your body, such as the upper arms or thighs. If you waddle while you walk due to muscle weakness in the hips or legs, that could be a vitamin D deficiency. If you have a history of broken bones. If you get muscle twitches or tremors. If you get muscle spasms. If you have bowed legs. This is when the deficiency of vitamin D is very severe. So when a doctor asks you if you have a family history or personal history of rickets, osteoporosis, or bone fractures, that's one of the things that they're checking out. Do you have the symptoms of vitamin D deficiency? So if we're going to supplement with vitamin D, and we'll talk about the foods here in a second, and their recommendations vary depending on maybe the severity of it, your age, your weight, whether you're pregnant or breastfeeding, and there's different levels of vitamin D. So the types of vitamin D include vitamin D2, and that's a supplement, and which is derived from a plant source. And this isn't a supplement that's used too often. Most of us hear about vitamin D3, which comes from an animal source. It's a much better quality vitamin D. There's also a medication form of vitamin D3 too. It may be prescribed to you as well. My suggestion is doing natural as best as you can. So you're thinking, well, Dr. Jeff, you mentioned food. So what foods can we eat to increase our vitamin D that are rich in vitamin D? And those are certain fishes, including tuna, salmon, and sardines. Egg yolks are high in vitamin D. And milk and other foods that have been fortified with vitamin D, such as breakfast cereals and orange juice. I would focus more on the fish and the egg yolks myself. We mentioned right off the bat that our body makes vitamin D from UV rays. How long should you be in the sun? Well, at least 15 to 20 minutes a day, and try to do it 3 or more times a week. But once again, it's winter. We're not seeing the sun. So the great thing about a vitamin D deficiency, it is highly treatable, right? We can take care of this. If you're diagnosed with a condition and follow treatment recommendations, you will likely be able to increase your intake to an acceptable level. And when you do this, you should eliminate any symptoms or long-term problems. So you're asking, well, Dr. Jeff, how much vitamin D do I need to take? Well, this has gone around the block over the last 10, 15 years, but currently the recommendations are this. From birth to 12 months of age, you should be taking 400 IUs, that's international units, or 10 MCGs. If your age is 1 to 50 years of age, you should be taking 600 IUs per day. That's 15 MCGs. If you're pregnant, you should also be taking 600 IUs, 15 MCGs, as well as if you're breastfeeding, the same thing. 15 MCGs, 600 international units. Now, if you're older than 50, such as me, yes, you continue taking 600 IUs. Doesn't matter whether you're male or female in any of these categories. But once you get above 70, because we're worried about bones breaking and your body getting the calcium that it needs, and it needs vitamin D. They work together. We jump up to 800 IUs, and that's 20 mcgs. Now, you may have to take more than that. It really depends on what your situation is. But I'm here to tell you that if you're going to supplement, make sure you're getting your supplement from a good quality company, getting your vitamin D. There's all sorts of companies out there. I'd say that 90% of them do what's called synthesizing their product, which means they overheat the product. So what you see in the label is before it's heated, before it's made, and you may not be getting the quality that you need, and it's not bioavailable, meaning your body can't use it. Here's some more examples of selected foods and how much vitamin D content is actually in it. Number one, cod liver oil. 1 tablespoon of cod liver oil will give you 34 mcgs, that's micrograms, and 1,360 international units. That's 170% of your daily value that you need. Rainbow trout, it's 16 micrograms and 645. That gives you 81% of your daily value. Salmon, 14 milligrams and 570 international units. And that's a percentage of daily value of 71%. Mushrooms, white, raw, sliced, exposed to sunlight, a half a cup of mushrooms will give you 9 milligrams or 366 international units. So there are foods that we can eat. You can look them up online. Those are just the top ones that people should consider. You know, when we consider your daily value, this is set up by the Food and Drug Administration, whether you trust them or not. It's the only thing we have at this point. And I'd say that it's real important. It's real important to focus on getting enough vitamin D and take a good supplement if you're not getting it through the food, and certainly if you're not getting it through sunlight. So in closing, vitamin D, we need it. Chances are you don't have enough in your system. You can go do a blood test to check it out to see how much vitamin D you have in your system. Talk to your doctor, see what they say, what you should be taking. And then you have some options, right? It's treatable, right? Your body makes it. Get out in the sun, eat the right foods to get the vitamin D, and supplement, but supplement with a good quality supplement. If you have any questions about what supplements to use, you can contact our office at Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. You can go and email us at info@camphillchiro.com, or you can call our office at 717-761-8840. Give me a call. You can talk to me about anything regarding your health. We can set up a phone conversation. It costs you $0. That's right. It's the best investment for your health is just to give me a call and let me help you make good healthcare decisions. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm Dr. Jeff Ludwig. This is the Wellness 717 Podcast. It is sponsored by my office, Camp Hill Family Chiropractic, where we make wellness simple. And if you enjoyed this podcast, I want you to share it with a friend, a family member. Tell them about this podcast. Tell them about our office. Let's make Central Pennsylvania healthy again. And as we start our week, I want you all to be well and be blessed. Have an awesome week, everyone.